and welcome to the Global Product Management Talks. This is Cindy Faye Solomon, delighted to be your host today on October 14th. If you're listening from the United States, I am honored and privileged to have in the studio with me today Anas Bassas, who is the Product Management General Manager from Telematics in Abdul Latif Jamil in Saudi Arabia. He came to San Francisco to participate in the Product Boot Camp San Francisco that occurred last weekend. He attended all 3 days, and we'll talk with him about his experience at those events, as well as what product management is like in Saudi Arabia in general and specific to his company. You're listening to the Global Product Management Talk. You can find us on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/PRODMGMTTALK. Follow us on Twitter at PRODMGMTTALK. That's our hashtag, #PRODMGMTTALK. Find us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on all podcast platforms, and search for us on the web at PRODMGMTTALK. The Global Product Management Talk is a discussion of vital issues affecting professionals passionate about products, business process, product management, startups, marketing, innovation, and excellence. We're a top 10 business podcast on the Blog Talk Radio Network, coming to you weekly on Mondays as a Global Product Management Talk, and now syndicating other shows for your listening pleasure and educational opportunities. On Wednesdays or Thursdays, depending on where you are in the world, is Brain Rants with Brainmates Down Under, coming a 15-minute show from our colleagues at Brainmates in Australia, talking about different issues of product management. And starting next month, we will have Competitive Insights with Sean Campbell, talking about the market space and opportunity. So I'm Cindy F. Solomon. You can follow me at Cindy F. as in Fred or Faye Solomon, S-O-L-O-M-O-N, on Twitter. And thank you to our sponsors, the AIPMM, the Association of International Product Marketing and Management. Find them at AIPMM.com and follow them on Twitter at AIPMM. Thank you to our broadcast sponsor, Sprintly. Don't ask how it's going, watch how it's going with Sprint.ly. Project management software, bringing the entire corporation into the software development process by showing managers and non-engineers a top-level view of what the programmers are doing. Get 10% off your first 3 months at Sprint.ly. Use code PRODMGMTTALK2013. Thank you, Blame Sally, for the music. Available at Blame Sally. We're broadcasting live at Studio 132 with BZ Lewis, 6-time Emmy winner. Thanks for doing this with us, BZ. Thanks for your excellent support. So you're welcome to call in to join us on the show and ask questions of our speaker. The number to call in is 323-927-2957. And let me tell you a bit more about our guests. So, and by the way, we're also brought to you by the Startup Product Movement for Product Excellence at startupproduct.com. You can also find out more information about our broadcasts and our over 100 past broadcasts at startupproduct.com. And join a meetup local to you under the meetups at the startupproduct.com website. You can also get a t-shirt to show that you're passionate about product excellence. And if you're looking for a job in product management, go to jobs.startupproduct.com. If you have open positions and you're looking for excellent product people, post your job there. And if you are seeking a position, check out the jobs that are posted there. So today we are talking about product management in Saudi Arabia with Anas Bassas, who is the Product Management General Manager at Telematics in Abdul Latif Jamil. So the discussion is about problems in managing products in enterprise companies, how to overcome these problems and start managing products using lean methodologies. Anas traveled from Saudi Arabia to attend the Product Bootcamp San Francisco, which were the three-day events here this past weekend. He has more than 10 years of experience in software management for enterprises. He's been the head of project management of the project management office and led large software implementation projects in his company. You can follow him on Twitter. He has a huge following at Anas Bahsas. Let me spell that for you. Anasbahsas. So hi, Anas. Welcome.
Hi, Cindy. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming into the studio with me and thanks for traveling all this way to participate.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you very much.
In the 3 days. So is there anything I left out in the introductions that you'd like to fill in?
No, unless you want to speak about childhood.
Oh, we can go there after we cover the more recent.
No, that's a good introduction. Thank you very much.
So great. So tell me, really, it was such a delight for us to welcome you on Thursday to Broadway Studios in San Francisco, which may have been somewhat of a culture shock for you to come. It was, I think, in North Beach, which is a very old neighborhood of San Francisco. It was a culture shock for some of us who are familiar with other areas in San Francisco as well. But the events took place at Broadway Studios, which is at 435 Broadway. We were a little concerned that the BART was going to strike and people wouldn't be able to get over there. There was road work being done on the sidewalks. It's definitely a neighborhood in transition with a long history. So tell us about, on Thursday, you attended the morning workshop with Sean Campbell on competitive insights, going beyond Google to get information about the market. And in the afternoon, you attended the workshop with Dan Olson on building great products the lean startup way. So do you want to tell us about what you learned from those?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, thank you for arranging this special event about the product management talk. I used to attend events in different manner, in different style, which is like more formal and more just process-wise, which is what I enjoyed in the product management product camp is basically the casual culture. So it's very easy to talk to people, very easy to network with others. So that was awesome, really. That was really bridging the gap between the people, getting to know each other. So talking about the first session or the first day about the workshops, the first one was talking about really about how to go on the get the market insight about your product, and basically it was showing us the different tools in the internet and how you could leverage these tools to understand who is really talking about your product, who is criticizing them, and how to respond to them in a very efficient way. And that's basically, if you are a marketing guy, you want to know how to promote your product in a better way, you should really focus into these tools. And I suggest anyone working in the marketing field of products is to listen to that workshop. I think, Cindy, you have maybe recording these workshops, so you could maybe publish to them later or so. This is a very useful tool, and I would definitely use most of them in my work. The second part of the workshop, Dan Olson, he was calling himself the ninja guy, the lean ninja guy, and that's a very interesting name. Now, Dan, basically, he's really a guy who promotes the lean methodologies, which is all now trending in the product management field and industry, and he was basically focusing on one thing. He said how to succeed faster or fail faster, and that's what lean is about. Is if you want to do something not good, or you want if your product is going to fail, so this process is going to fail very quickly. And this is, it might look to you very weird because you want to fail, but it's better to fail early enough than to fail after 3 to 4 years and spending thousands of dollars or riyals or whatever of currency. It's very important to understand where is your position in very early enough stages before you go and invest more in that product. And that's what's more about. So if you are in the process of launching a product, if you are pre to launch, if you are planning your product, it is very much advisable to understand what's lean management for products is about, and to listen to Dan. He's a very great guy. He has presented a lot of methodologies. I can't summarize them here all, but these methodologies basically are, as I mentioned, how to plan your product in a more efficient way.
Excellent. Well, thank you. I know that Dan and Sean will be pleased to hear the accolades. And yes, we did record both sessions, and we will be making them available as curriculum for people to purchase. And both of them will also be teaching at the Startup Product Academy, which we launched with these events. So thank you. And then on Friday, there were 14 speakers at Startup Product Summit, SF2. How was that for you?
Yeah, the beauty in this event, again, is in every day, the next day is better than the previous. And that was basically the first day was bit of more of academical style, because it's only two speakers, so you have to be focused into the session, where the next day went very interactive. More people joined, I think around 200 joined the next day, and it was complete of very, very experienced people. And I have seen very experienced people like Josh, who is working for all the big companies, to LinkedIn, Twitter.
Josh Shulman.
Thank you, Josh Shulman. And Facebook. And that was very valuable to me, because he was talking really on how to promote your product. And he was focusing more of the secrets that they used in his companies, and how to make Facebook a great company or a great product, how to make LinkedIn a great product as well. So we have seen LinkedIn, for example, not progressing very well in the early days of it. But recently, if you are even in the event, everyone will ask you, hi, what's your name? Are you in LinkedIn? That's something very new. People were not asking their peers if you are on LinkedIn before. I have seen this is happening very
recently,
yeah, about LinkedIn penetration in the people's social network platform. So, and he explained how they have made LinkedIn such a penetrated product. They were talking about and something very interesting called the double marketing or the double viral. That's right. That's what he called. And that's what he said, that you want to promote your product, you promote to one, and the one to three, and three to nine. So it's exponential growth. That was very awesome. If you are working on launching a product, you want to promote it very well, you got to listen to what Josh mentioned.
Josh Ellman, he was talking about growth hacking, which is the term. And by the way, we were using a mobile app called Bizabo, and even people who didn't attend could find the product bootcamp on Bizabo. They can see who the attendees were, and you could actually connect with people right through the app and find out what their LinkedIn connection address is, so you could link with them and follow them on Twitter right through the app. And we were also using another app called Sched, S-C-H-E-D, and that's where the agenda is. So you could look at the agenda.sched.org. No, I'm sorry, agenda.startupproduct.com is where we had the agenda for the startup product. You can drill down and see who the speakers were and what they spoke about, and we will even upload their slides there as well.
Another great speaker was Richmond.
Rich Marinoff,
sorry. There were a lot of speakers, Cindy. I cannot remember
them
all.
I know them by heart.
Cindy was a great connector there. So he was a very well experienced person about product management, and he was cracking the code of how to become a product manager. He gave a lot of advices to people not in the product management field, and the most valuable advice that he has already given, he said, if you wanted to be a product manager, you just bridge the gap between you currently and the product management skills. So start to practice it. Even if you are not there, start to practice it, learn, read about it, meet with people who are in the product management field, and you'll find yourself automatically in the product management field after a while. That was a very great advice. You don't need to wait for someone to say, hi, you want to be product manager? Nobody will tell you that. You have to put yourself in that circle, and then you will find yourself going to it without your feeling. So I could say the second day was very extensive day in terms of knowledge and in terms of connection.
Yes, and we started in the morning. The theme was about lean. Everyone was talking about lean. In the afternoon, we had a women in product panel, which actually was not planned, but it was we had all the women speakers in the middle, but speaking specifically about what it's like to be a woman in product, that happened spontaneously. And then in the afternoon, we had the retrospect. And Rich Marinoff actually, after being there during the day, he redid what his presentation was based on what he heard that was going on. So people are demonstrated being responsive and what it takes to be a product manager. You constantly have to be iterating.
I would like to focus on the last panel,
yes,
which hosted by Ken.
By Ken Norton.
Yeah, Ken Norton. That panel was great value, and I would really would even buy the recording of that panel discussion, because it was very interactive, and the questions being raised to them were great questions.
So the last panel was, I'll read you even who the speakers were. And by the way, I did not tell Anas to say any of this. I just want to be very clear. But thank you, Anas. You're hitting all of the points that I would like to be. So
no, I'm so excited. I'm so excited about the event. That's why I really want everyone I would want to say something here. Sandy did not promote the event very largely. So if she would did so, I would see around 1,000 people in the event, because that event is really, really very special. And I found myself lucky to be in this event with this kind of humble promoting about the product management event, which held in the last 3 days.
Thank you. So to your point, right, so I've applied lean methodology to every piece of this.
It's good for me.
It's an experiment, and it really was intended to be a self-selected group. It's a summit.
Yeah.
It's not public. I think that anyone who chose to be there would get value from it, but I think it could also grow to have 1,000. It'd be a very big event because there are that many people involved in product management, much, much more bigger than are visible. But I wanted to say that it was Jason Chicola who spoke in the last part. He spoke about why product managers are a necessary evil. Then Rich Marinoff spoke about untangling. Initially, he was talking about untangling product owners and product managers, but then he revamped to talk about bridging the gap. And it was Josh Elman who spoke about three growth hacks. And then Ken Norton gave a very humorous recap of the day, as well as background. By the way, Ken Norton is a partner at Google Ventures, where he leads a startup lab. So these people all have very rich backgrounds. And Ken Norton will be on the show, as a matter of fact, I think next week. So we'll get to hear from him directly. And then the last day was Product Camp San Francisco, which was an unconference, which you spoke about a little bit at the beginning. So how was the transition from a formal conference, even though that we had a lot of built-in interaction, to a unruly unconference where we almost didn't know what was going to happen or if we could pull it off in that space, which was an unconventional space for an unconference.
So for a guy who was out from San Francisco, I always wanted to see how these kind of unconference workshops or events happening, because I did not see these kind of things happening outside. And I liked the way of the casual style of the third day, where people is grouping themselves as a three different groups in the same room or the same hall, and just only one line of chairs is the barrier between the different sessions. And that would make you feel like you are sitting in a complete rich of knowledge, of connection environment thing. So that was very good. And the most thing that I liked in the third day is the new mix of experience who has led some of the sessions. So I had the chance to listen to two gentlemen from Apple, and if you remember the name.
So that was David Frieden and Mike Connolly.
Yeah. So
Mike Connor, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So Dave basically was working in Apple, and he was basically talking about how he developed products in Apple. And he was working directly with Steve Jobs. And he was talking about some kind of experience he faced with Steve, what kind of discussion they had before to launch products. And that was a great experience. That was great talk. You can't listen to these kind of things in any radio or any podcast.
All right. Shout out to David. I have to have you on the show, David. We've been talking about it for a while.
Yeah. Dave is a great person. The other thing is I like in the third day is I have seen new people that did not join the second and
the
first day.
That's right. Yes. Different people came each day.
Yeah.
And Product Camp was more open to the general public. If you found out about it, the barriers were very low to attend.
Yeah, so that was an additional value to me to meet with the new people on the third day as a last day to network with people in the product management industry.
Yeah, so, well, excellent. That was the intention of the 3 days, to have an educational opportunity, a networking opportunity, to showcase people at all different points in their career, as well as invite people who are new to product management or interested in finding out more about it, to invite them to come. And everyone was invited to give a session on the third day. So it was very exciting. There was so much energy. And the third day also had the 2-foot rule, which pretty much every day did, but nobody wanted to leave. We intentionally made Friday one track so no one would miss anything.
Yeah. We also enjoyed the fresh fruits.
Right. The food. Thank you, Broadway Studios,
and
for the food.
We enjoyed the burrito and the other sandwiches.
We had bagels every morning from Berkeley Bagels.
And that was very special food in San Francisco. I could not even enjoy before.
Great. Okay, well, thank you. So, as I said earlier, you're listening to the Global Product Management Talk. We just did a recap of the past 3 days of events in San Francisco, Product Bootcamp San Francisco. I think we have come upon a great format for 3 days of different kinds of events around product management and certainly around product excellence. So if you're interested in finding out more or bringing these events to your city and starting a meetup, it all came out of community. It was all volunteer and community driven, of people who are passionate, who saw the vision, wanted to make it happen. So if you want to make this happen in your town, get in touch with me, Cindy at startupproduct.com.
Cindy, want to add one thing here, is after spending 3 days in this event, I found something very interesting. Is the issues in the product management is the same. If you are in San Francisco, if you are in Saudi Arabia, if you are maybe in different, maybe part of the world, these are common problems. And this is something I have discovered after networking with the people there. So I was asking about some concerns I'm facing in my country and in my company, and I found the same concerns exist in the same people who work in Washington D.C. or New York or Boston. So we are sharing the same problems, and that's what makes such an event. To have these all people together and solve their problems together is going to solve to help them all, because it's a common problems and any solution would benefit the all as well.
So let's go there, Anas. Let's go into specifically what kinds of problems did you find out for yourself that you found were common across certainly barriers of managing products and bringing products to launch and to success are huge, because the failure rate is not unique to the United States. It's over 70% failure rate of new products. So I don't know what the worldwide statistics are, but let's go there, as you suggested.
Okay, so creating products basically is need a lot of flexibility. And need people who really understand the risk of going to any product, to any new product. And if you are in a big company, if you are an enterprise environment, then you know that you have a lot of management layers above you. You have a lot of bureaucracy that would stop any maybe new idea, because if they want to go for risk. If you are an enterprise, you know that revenues are getting based on some solid estimation for selling a stable product. Now, if you want to come up with a new product, the management would be here will be afraid if you are going to break such sustainability of a company. So now, what is different between a startup and an enterprise? A startup is they have nothing to lose, or their asset is not that huge, so they can accept the risk very easily. To develop a product or to fail, that's not going to affect them very much. But for enterprise, in coming with a new product, it will impact all their business plans, their revenues, etc. So it is not easy to come up with a new product in an enterprise company. You have to follow certain processes. You have to take approvals from different managers, from different departments. And that's what makes the life of product manager in enterprise is much more difficult in startups. Now, these problems basically coming also from different aspects, because of the nature of the product is something you are going for something unknown. And people who are sitting in the business side, they want something known for their business results. So this is where the problem is. They always afraid of breaking their stability, or they are always afraid to affect the new product will affect their large product. So let us talk about Toyota, for example, or for cars business or telematics business, where telematics business is basically depending on a larger product called a car. So you can't do a telematics product without a car.
Let me take a step back and tell us about telematics. You're a product manager for telematics, and let's provide a little context to tell people what that product is and what you're involved in.
So basically, telematics is a combination of telecommunication and informatics. So that's what telematics is. Telematics basically is anything related to the telecommunication with the car. So these systems of navigation, of internet communication with the car, of GPS devices installed in the car to know where your car is, fleet management of automotive, is all belongs to the telematics business industry. And as I mentioned, the telematics is basically depending on a larger product called car or vehicle. And that's what where the company are getting the revenue is. The revenue is coming from the selling the car, not selling the telematics solutions. So, of course, your telematics solution is added value to them. But if your product is manufactured or has many flaws, then it will affect the larger product, and then the company will not be able to sell that car to sell the vehicle. So you have to be very careful. It's not an easy business. It's a very complex business. If, for example, if you put a device in the car that affects the whole electrical circle in that vehicle, then it would cause the vehicle to stop maybe, or to cause the vehicle to be damaged in somewhere, then it would have a huge impact on the company and the reputation, the brand. It is something very sensitive. So there is no the chance to fail in telematics products is very less. You have to be very careful not to launch any product unless it is a complete success.
Excellent, thank you. So
welcome.
So continue. Thank you for the background.
So this is where the background is. Now back to the point is what is a product in telematics? A product in telematics basically can be a software product, or it can be a hardware product. So it can be a device installed in the car for a navigation that communicate with internet or communicate with mobile applications. It can be a software to for example, to have services like concierge services or find the vehicle location. So this is different kind of applications. So for the software part, you have to follow the basic software management methodologies that getting followed in any software industry. And for the hardware, you have to follow a certain engineering processes to check the device reliability, to check the temperature, check the humidity, checks, certify your product from the manufacturer, from the OEM, from the company that produced that vehicle, because no one will accept to install any product in the car unless it certifies certain conditions in certain times. So we, for example, in Abdul Latif Jamil company, we do follow a certain process with Toyota to certify any product in 24 months ahead. And there are specific milestones we have to meet in every month to make sure that we are on the track. We are meeting the product quality.
Quality assurance.
Yeah, quality assurance. We have to meet the quality the requirements of the OEM and the customer as well. And these kind of processes are complex processes we follow. And it is basically a combination of engineering processes and the product management processes and the quality. So these combinations that we are working on basically forms the product management and telematics.
Excellent. And I would say those are key components of every product. Requires the engineers, the quality assurance, and all complex procedures to guarantee. And that's something that perhaps we don't talk about enough, is a quality assurance. That's a whole other department with procedures and time frame, and certainly something that used to be a problem pre-continuous development when we were shipping software on CDs. We wanted to ship out the test, the beta test, before QA could approve it. And if we waited for QA, we couldn't get the beta test out in time. So I think with continuous deployment and continuous delivery, the QA is even more of a complex issue.
Absolutely, absolutely. What you mentioned is basically what is the heart of our business is to come up with a quality products. And definitely is the these processes like Six Sigma also helps you to come up with a product in a quality basis.
And that's what Six Sigma is, a methodology, a framework that has come out of manufacturing and applied to other parts, other types of engineering and product development as well. Do you want to just give us a high level of what the Six Sigma is? Because that's not something that we talk about enough here either.
Yeah, so basically Six Sigma is where it's classified the quality in six levels, where if you are in the middle of what we call level zero, that's the optimum level of quality. Now, basically, there are different standards in different companies. So some companies are accepting products in the level two or level one or level three. But I don't think anyone is accepting any product in level 4, because that would be far from the center of that sigma, what's called the sigma is. And the six sigma basically are as Cindy mentioned, this combination of quality methodologies and manufacturing processes. So you have to really to make sure that whenever you manufacture a new product, to follow a certain engineering process and a quality process. Now, if you follow engineering process only, then you might end up with a product that functioning well but has a lot of issues when you go to the market. So that's one key thing to be considered whenever developing any new product in the hardware field. Moreover, software.
So the goal is to achieve zero.
Yeah.
Zero equals excellence.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't think that anyone currently is having zero.
Exactly.
But I've heard that it's maybe 0.06 or 0.03 is the maximum they have got into.
But so Six Sigma is actually a metric for measuring the level of excellence.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. So how do you think? Well, why don't you tell us about the state of product management or the level of product management in Saudi Arabia or in your company?
Yeah. The role of product management in Saudi Arabia, what I have seen is basically not mature. And I don't think people really understand what product management is. And it is very common, people, when you say product management, they say, yeah, you are a project manager, not a product manager. Say, no, I'm not a project manager, I am product manager. So what's the difference between project and product? And that's where the discussion started to come.
Well, it's very similar here. As I said, this is an emerging profession that's been around for 30 years or longer. But it's still emerging.
Yeah, it's still emerging. So if we are right now in San Francisco, the heart of technology, and people are still emerging, see this still very emerging industry, then how it come in different developing countries. So basically, what I have seen in Saudi is product management is not very common, not very popular, because there are no many of engineering happening out there. Maybe the environment in Saudi more of a consumer environment. So the engineering and creating a new product is not very common. However, recently we started to see some local brands started to develop their products. And that, I think, the start of people started to hear about product management and what should be there to be done in product management in Saudi. I still see this very emerging in Saudi Arabia, the product management. And I think it will take a while for people to understand what really it is and to take place as a professional career out there as well.
Excellent. And also you mentioned project management versus product management. And I want to give a shout out to the PM chat and to Hala, who came from Salt Lake City to the weekend to participate. And I also see that you got into product management from project management. So
So I am a certified project management as well. I am PMP, referred as PMP. And I was heading the project management office in my company, an Abdul Latif Jameel company. And I know very well what's project. And the difference between a project and a product, from my perspective, is project manager really focus on to delivering that that outcome in on time, on budget, on quality, regardless of what is the content of that he is delivering. So he is dealing with like a black box thing, output. So if that works, if that's work as per the requirement, then he succeeded. But let us give it a thought here. Let us say that someone in the requirements board has given a wrong requirement, and the project manager has executed that requirement as he did, as he want. And then the project manager, by the end of the project, he say, yeah, I have done my job, I finished the project. Now, when you put that product or service to the market, it didn't work. So what happened here is someone win and someone lose. And I found here this is something incomplete in the picture. Because if I want to do something and I want to succeed, I want everyone to succeed with me. And this is what where the product management comes in here. The product management focus on the from start to end, from end to end life cycle of something, of the product. It's start from the idea and then end up to the market. Now, in between, there will be many projects. And these projects has to be finished to complete that product. So the product is really the wider perspective of anything you want to work on. So if you are coming from project management to product management, then you will see that a project is only a one piece into the product. And that was the real difference between both. Project is only focused on deliver something on time, on budget, on quality. But product is make sure whatever is delivered is working into the market and has a life cycle that continue for years.
Excellent. Brilliant. I mean, are you reading my script when I talk about these things? It's amazing. It's wonderful to be aligned. You're also
thank you.
Excellent at articulating these points. So let's go back to your specific situation, and we do have the questions prepared. So you wanted to also talk about product management specific to the enterprise.
Yeah, I have covered this point, but maybe there was a different point we want to discuss about the how to overcome these problems.
Yes.
Yeah, and I will tell you something very interesting happened recently in my company that we have met with the VP of the company, and we were talking very openly with him about how we could resolve these problems. And I mentioned exactly that we are suffering from a kind of bureaucracy. In getting some decisions. And then what happened here basically is there was a hard decision taken from him is no delay in any decision related to the product. If anything it got stuck in between between management, then he will make sure personally to solve it on based on something new called Go Lean or Go Business Lean. So the conclusion here, the bottom line is, enterprise is always complicated, and you cannot resolve it in very easy way. So what I found here is you have to build a relation between all the people in different departments, from the head of the company down to all the concerned people. You have to network with them. You have to take your ideas and go to their offices, sit with them, have a dinner, have a lunch, tell them about your problems, tell them what you are planning to do. And this is going to bridge up a lot of gaps between the different stakeholders in any company. Because basically, if you see enterprise always go by processes, go by rules, go by policies. People sometimes misunderstand an idea because of wrong description, because of wrong presentation. But if you want to really make your work effective in enterprise, build the relation correctly within everyone that affect your product. So go to the finance, talk to them about the product, talk to them about the passion, talk to them about your vision. Go to legal department, which I know everyone is maybe suffering from legal, from the loan process they have of transactions. So always they delay your work. But go to them, tell them about your vision. Tell them what they want to do with the product and what if this product is going to have an impact into the market and into the customers of your company. Now, if everyone in your company is on the same vision of you, then everyone will be working in the same passion as you to make sure that your product is live and working without problems. And I think that's what I found basically is the key to success, to succeed in enterprise environments.
So basically you're talking about being an evangelist for the product vision and then going to each of the different departments and enrolling them in the vision, educating them and establishing rapport with them. So instead of them being on the side of preventing your product from going in the direction you want, they're on the team to assist you in having it go there. And also when you take the time to talk with the different perspectives and cross over the silos of the different functions, then you're understanding what their perspective is. They're only trying to get their job done. They don't want to prevent a product. Although I have found that often my vision created more work for them. And they did want to prevent that, but enrolling them in what the vision is, because for the good of the company, for the greater good. And that takes effort and time. And one of the things that we talked about over the weekend is a lot of the issues are not product or technology issues, they're people issues. And you're suggesting that start with those people issues to enroll people in the vision and to create that conversation across functions.
Yeah, I want to recall some sentences from Dave from the third day. He was talking about the product, and he was summarizing that a product equal to vision. If you have a vision, you can drive your product to succeed. And vision means that you have the ability to tell the people what they see the future of your dreams, or what they see the last result of the product as you see it yourself. So you have to be a very high energy with the product vision, and you need to convey the same energy to different people. You want them to work with you or for you. That's the key to succeed. And I think if we want to refer to the same discussion with Dave, he was referring to Apple and Steve Jobs, and how he came up with these products is by vision. He was a visionary guy. He was able to tell the people around him about the product, about his dream, and then he could make the people to work for him because he was able to put the same vision that he has in the mind of these people. So they were all focused the same product and to make it done because of the vision, the clear vision that they have. And if you don't have a vision, people will not be able to help you. People will say, okay, you just don't know where you are going to, and this product is not valid, it's not valuable, and we don't see this as something that we should be going for. So make sure anything you do in a product, it is related to a vision. It is related to a direction or a goal you wanted to achieve.
Great. Okay. Excellent. So getting some a shout out to Alicia Dixon, who is tweeting, who attended over the weekend. And thank you, Gnosis Media Group, for tweeting. April McKay, there are some tweeters out there on this Monday morning. So I'm checking our questions. Is product management specifically different within telematics?
I don't want to say it's different, but what's special in telematics is you deal with hardware and software. Unlikely, the many people in dealing with software, they only deal with one aspect of a product, which is the software management. So dealing with two different aspects of hardware and software is giving you the challenge of to be able to deal with two different skills of people. To deal with electrician, with technician, with even companies that supply the devices, that's different skills from dealing with companies that sell software. And this is something you have to understand since day one if in your telematics business. Another point I want to tell what is different or special in product management in telematics is telematics always, as I mentioned, it is a business related to different bigger business, which is the automotive business. So this is the difference between product that survive alone, like Twitter, for example, something can survive alone, and a telematics. Telematics cannot be sold alone in the market, on the shelves. That cannot be done. You have to be linked with automotive industry. You have to know who are the partners in the automotive, who are the major players, the big players, who are the service provider for the.
It's market. Part of the ecosystem.
Yeah, it's a complete.
Not
yes.
a standalone product.
Yeah, yeah. It has a complete ecosystem. It has to survive in it. And if you cannot do a telematics business alone, you have to really partner with all the stakeholders in that ecosystem.
So, and that's one of the things that, you know, I tend to talk a lot about software. But product management goes across software, hardware, and everything else. But we don't often talk about products that are embedded within this strategic channel or distribution channel. You depend on all of those other partners, and certainly the market realities that are affecting them will also affect your ability to deliver, as well as your suppliers and everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned, in telematics, if you want to come up with a product, you have to follow certain processes with the automakers, with the suppliers, to make sure that your product will fit in these specifications. So this is kind of dependency in the product management. You have to align your processes with different people's processes and make sure that the total, the product planning roadmap is all aligned together, so you can come up with a product in the right time, in the right quality, and in the right business model that works for all the parties that want to sell this product.
So how many episodes of the Global Product Management Talk have you listened to on us?
That's an embarrassing question.
None, right? I want to make a point because you are totally speaking everything that I talk about, but you've never listened to an episode. So that's fine. I want to make that point. It's I did not prep you to say these things, but you're saying everything totally aligned with what my perspective is and the reason why I do the broadcast bring this point of view to a wider audience.
Thank you. I think this is fostering on the fact, which I mentioned, that people in the product management industry are facing the same and the common problems. So what I'm facing as a problem in the product management is what you are facing, and you are much older and different in career than
That's
me.
That's okay. It's okay.
Than me,
yeah.
which you have... I don't want to miss anything here. But
we say seasoned as opposed to older.
Yeah, seasoned. Yeah, that's a good term. So you are much more experienced than me in product management, and we do share the same problems.
Yes.
And that's why you think that I was listening to the broadcast, but it looks like that...
No, we're tuned in. We're looking at what the issues are. We're up against them on a daily basis. So what do you think would serve the product management community in Saudi Arabia? What would you like to see? What's your vision, not only for product management, but even for your career, for your company, however you want to answer that?
Okay, the first thing I want to make it clear to the people who is in the product management is, or people who wanted to get into the product management is, don't deal with a product like a project. If you deal with a product like a project, you just want to launch on time, then you are failed. You don't just forget about the launch time. Launch time is nothing. Launch time is crap. The most thing important is to find the product market fit in the early stages. If you are able to find the product market fit, then you can launch at any time with a successful business plan. So what is the most common thing I have seen in managers are focused on time, that I want to launch by the end of the year, regardless of whatever my product. That's wrong. That's totally wrong, because you might launch something and fail, and then you lost the chance to come up again to the market and say that to the people in the market that I have fixed my problem. Then you say, no, we have seen your product is not working well with us, so I will not give you another chance. And customers, they don't give mercy. They are just waiting for you to fail sometimes to say, okay, thank you very much. I have tried you. I will try another product. And that's you don't want to come up to. So deal with a product as a product, something you want to succeed, deal with it as something very dear, very expensive or very valuable to you. Don't deal with it as something you just want to get rid of. So maybe the project managers always think of projects something they want to get rid of very quickly. I just want to finish off my project very quickly. If you want to deal with the project the same way, then you are in the wrong direction. So this one thing I want to say. The second thing is people have really to start building the community in the product management. And people can only share the knowledge of product management issues when they meet. But if anyone just wanted to save these comments in his memory, then we will not be able to raise the awareness about product management, and we will not be able to enhance the skills that it is the basis of our career to manage a products into the different industries into the market. So these two things I would advise anyone in my region.
Excellent. So then what you have to do is bring a startup product meetup to, I don't know if meetups happen in Saudi Arabia, but that's how we start the community and bring people together face-to-face. We have speakers come in and talk. And then we also make digital events like this available to the meetups that grows. Then we can bring the summit there and product camp. I don't know if there's been a product camp in Saudi Arabia. It usually requires some kind of an organization and group to bring it.
That's very much affordable to do there, because I think people would love to share the knowledge if they have the platform.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So you heard it here first. There will be a community in Saudi Arabia that Anas will be bringing to bring the startup product movement for product excellence there, as well as product management and marketing principles to expand the community and to bring these principles worldwide to forward product excellence and forward the success of products. And Anas, I know that you've read widely of Steve Blank and Lean methodology, and I'm so delighted and honored and privileged to have you take back what you learned this weekend back to your company. And you will I'll give you a widget so you can play this episode. And please come back again the next time you're in the States, or we can do this again from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. Thank you for having me today. It was a really great chance to share the knowledge, the experience I had into the last 3 days. It was really exciting. And I wish really that I could join the event in every year.
Yes. Well, you're welcome. Hopefully you won't have to wait a whole year. The plan is to bring the events to France in Q1, and to Sydney, Australia for the Vivid event in April, May.
Wow, that's great news.
So, yes, so maybe a little bit closer. So thank you so much for joining us today. This is Cindy Faye Solomon with the Global Product Management Talk. Today we were joined by Anas Bassas, who is a product manager at Telematics in Abdul Latif Jamil, Saudi Arabia. He came to San Francisco for the Product Bootcamp San Francisco events, and it was great having you in the studio today. We've been broadcasting live from Studio 132 with BZ Lewis. Thank you to our sponsors. Check them out at AIPMM, at Sprintly, and go to startupproduct.com to hear this episode and see the archives of other episodes as well as episodes coming up. So actually, Ken Norton will be on the 28th. Follow us at blogtalkradio.com/prodmgmttalk, and you will get pinged for new episodes coming up. There will be a new episode of Brain Rants from Brainmates Down Under this week, and we will be announcing new programming coming up in November. So stay tuned, join us, follow us on Twitter, and check us out at startupproduct.com. This is Cindy S. Solomon. Thank you again. Anas,
thank you.
Bahas.
Thank you very much for the ride.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
So he got a view of San Francisco, the new Bay Bridge, a view from the hills, Oakland Hills, the Skyline Drive, looking out over the water. And great. We want to show people a great time when they come to San Francisco.
My
especially
pleasure.
When they come specifically to visit us and join us on the Global Product Management Talk. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, tweeters. Have a great week.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Lost to a thief on a dry winter leaf. I wouldn't know love if you found.